Physicists working at a high-energy particle collider in Switzerland say they found a new subatomic particle. They say they're not sure if it's the Higgs boson, for which scientists have been looking for decades. But it may be, and if so, that would help explain what gives mass to matter and tell us more about the formation of the universe. UW-Madison has dozens of scientists involved in the experiments and data analysis. Physics professor Wesley Smith says it's important to find by which mechanism particles acquire mass.
We have never been able to explain. It's sort of a fundamental question that you could say has been asked forever. What are we made of? And this is the question of how do the things we are made of acquire mass?
Smith says scientists only know the whereabouts of about 5% of the matter in the universe, and locking in on the Higgs boson particle would also help solve that mystery. But Smith explains the caution about this week's announcement.
It's step by step, and I wish we could just come out and say, we found it, that's it. But that's not the way the scientific discovery in this case works, because the Higgs boson production is and decay is so rare that we need a vast amount of data to be able to search for it. And there are lots of effects which we have to carefully comb through, which could actually mimic some of the effects we see in our data.
Smith says he's happy with the progress. He's been working on the Higgs boson project for 18 years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.